And good morning, everybody. It's time for a Monday Food for Thought program, our monthly MCCL update. Linda Blaser is joining us in the studio. And I know you wanted to talk this morning a little bit, Linda, about chemical abortions, correct?
Yes, that's right, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to talk about the chemical abortions also and the dangers of them. In 2000, the abortion drug called RU486 was approved for use in the U.S. Since then, these chemical abortions have become more and more common, and they are expanding in dangerous ways that threaten the pregnant woman as well as the unborn child. So, Tom, you might ask me, what is a chemical abortion? Chemical abortions, also called the abortion pill, is a non-surgical drug-induced method of abortion used during the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. It is typically a two-drug process. The first drug, RU486, blocks the hormone progesterone. This weakens the uterine lining and prevents the unborn child from receiving nutrients, causing death. The second drug then is taken within the next 2 days. It induces cramping and uterine contractions that expel the remains of the unborn child. And so, Tom, there again, you might say, is there any risks to this type of an abortion? With this type of abortion, if successful, it not only ends the life of the unborn child, but it also poses real risks to the health of the pregnant woman. Complications include hemorrhaging, infection, and an incomplete abortion, which often require a surgical follow-up, and sometimes have even led to death. In a large Finnish study, they found that chemical abortions produced adverse events in 20% of cases. In the U.S., through June 2021, more than 4,200 adverse events linked to the abortion pill were reported to the Food and Drug Administration. Of these 26 women, 1,045 women were hospitalized, 603 bled so much that they required transfusions, and 413 developed infections. And of course, because of weak reporting, these numbers are most likely higher. Chemical abortions now account for 55% of the total abortions in Minnesota. The abortion industry sees chemical abortions as a cost-effective way of expanding abortions to more and more regions. Planned Parenthood now offers chemical abortions at 3 of its centers in Minnesota, in addition to its St. Paul headquarters. So when this pill first came out, you had to go to a physician to get the pill. But in 2021, the FDA ended that safety rule. This change allows abortion practitioners to send chemical abortions to women through the mail. So now we have women at home who have not received an in-person medical exam, so she doesn't know at what stage her pregnancy is in. And this is very important because complications are more likely later on in the pregnancy. And we have to remember this procedure is to be done during within the first 10 weeks. As we said before, the complications are hemorrhaging, infection, an incomplete abortion, and even death in some cases. And it is harder to detect whether a woman is being coerced into an abortion by others, such as a partner or an abuser. As a result of this new policy, abortion practitioners in Minnesota are sending these drugs through the mail despite the risks to women's health. However, there is a reversal period if a woman should change her mind after she has taken the first pill. There is a window of time as much as 72 hours during which reversing the effects are possible. This pill is called the abortion reversal pill. It has an effectiveness of 64 to 68%. And if anyone would like more information about that, they can go online to abortionpillreversal.com. So, Tom, today I want to end with just a couple of thoughts. Science shows us that human embryos are distinct and living members of the species, just like we are, only at an earlier stage of life. Chemical abortions are performed up to 10 weeks, when unborn children have beating hearts, brainwave activity, and fully formed fingers and toes. And also, another thought, Planned Parenthood claims that they're all about women's health. A couple of days ago, I got some information in the mail. The information came from the Planned Parenthood annual report. It said that now, it said they now provide 82% of all chemical abortions in the U.S., making them the largest killers of preborn babies by far. They also brag their kill count is up from last year. These gains have increased their income to over $1.7 billion. So I would say I don't think they're about women's health care. And just a reminder, this is all being done with our tax dollars.
Well, Linda, very good job, by the way. But when you hear the just hear the word chemical, it brings on bad connotations.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah. And as we said, you know, there's a lot of side effects coming from this and death to women through this type of abortion. And the fact that they don't have to see a physician to get this pill is quite scary.
Absolutely. Okay.
I do have one little thing. Sure. It comes from Mother Teresa that I want to leave with everyone today. It says, I can never forget the time when I gave a child a family, and after a few months, I heard that the child had become very, very sick. I went to the family and told them, give me back that child. I'll take care of the sick child, and I will give you another healthy child. The father looked at me and said, Mother, take my life rather than my child.
Linda Blauser, our guest on Food for Thought with the monthly MCCL update. Linda, thank you very much for stopping by, and we appreciate your time, and you have a good day.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you also.